She Who Must Not Be Named, J.K. Rowling Scrubbed from Museum Over Super Hateful Trans Views. By Kurt Sindelka on August 6, 2023. A museum in the United States has erased any reference or items celebrating Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling over her supposedly super hateful views on transgenderism. The Museum of Pop Culture, MoPop, in Seattle, Washington has decided to take down all Harry Potter memorabilia referring to the author of the immensely popular book series. While Rowling, a self-professed liberal, was once propped up as a feminist icon as being one of the best-selling female authors of all time, she has now become an object of hate for the far left, with many branding her as a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, for her critiques of the modern LGBT movement for endangering children and encroaching on female spaces and rights. In a lengthy blog post outlining the rationale for the museum's decision to deperson Rowling, Chris Moore, a self-professed transgender individual who uses he/they pronouns, said earlier this year, "There's a certain cold, heartless, joy-sucking entity in the world of Harry Potter and, this time, it is not actually a Dementor. This certain person is a bit too vocal with her super hateful and divisive views to be ignored. Her transphobic viewpoints are front and center these days, but we can't forget all the other ways that she's problematic. The support of anti-Semitic creators, the racial stereotypes that she used while creating characters, the incredibly white wizarding world, the fat shaming, the lack of LGBTQIA+ representation, the super chill outlook on the bigotry and othering of those that don't fit into the standard wizarding world, and so much more." Therefore, Moore said that the curators of the museum have decided to remove any of her artifacts from this gallery to reduce her impact. The museum maintained its position on Saturday, telling London's Daily Telegraph, "MoPop is proud to support our employees and unequivocally stands with non-binary and transgender communities. In an increasingly divided world, pop culture can unite, inspire, and spark important conversations. Education and creative expression are the heart of our mission and in our commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. We strive to elevate those that are left out of the mainstream pop culture conversation by amplifying voices and stories that are not always seen on museum walls." The museum is far from alone in trying to erase the acclaimed author, with it being revealed earlier this week that libraries across Britain were given advice to bury books written by authors critical of the transgender movement. Although Rowling was not specifically named, the guidance warned libraries against prominently displaying works from writers deemed to be TERFs, the leftist slur commonly associated with Rowling. Earlier this year, a Toronto bookseller was reported as selling rebound copies of the Harry Potter books, with the cover and title and copyright pages removing Rowling's name in order to keep selling the books to woke customers. Follow Kurt Sindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtSindelka or email to sindelka@breitbart.com.